this Late Night with Deanne here on RBN Live, and also, sorry, RBNLive.com, but go to republicbroadcasting.org. That's where you get the site. Also, we're on satellite. We're on shortwave. Some of the programs are shortwave, and they're on AM, FM microstations and also satellite. And Monday through Friday, we're on Truth Radio from 6 to 7. And again, I welcome Buenos Aires, South America, to the broadcast. Welcome you, and I welcome Claudia Nelson and her great work and effort as a reporter for bringing, forth my broadcast onto South American airwaves. John, are you there?
Hi, yeah, Deanne.
Yeah, we were talking about this nuclear thing, but now we're going to talk about something else. Here I had invited a couple of guests, and I don't know, one of them, I hadn't heard from them. They kind of confirmed last week, but they didn't call in. So we're going to kind of switch the show about. Sometimes I'm good at this, sometimes I'm not. But we want you, the caller, to call in about these things, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, here's the issue that I'm bringing to you.
Deanne, if I could just sum up something about the nuclear waste, I wanted to give a comment before you change subjects here.
Oh, sure, no problem.
As we were doing World War II, when they did the reservation project out in, I can't quite remember the first name of it, out in Washington State, they say that project released so much radiation that, and if you remember at that time, we lost all of our, like, chestnut trees, that it made Chernobyl look small as far as a loss of product of nuclear waste. Also, they're shooting off munitions of DU all around the United States, down in the Puerto Rico, I believe, was another spot. And in Japan was another spot. They actually destroyed an island that was like 3 miles long. It was shot down until it was only about a mile left of it. And the people revolted and finally got it shut down to where we stopped using depleted uranium there. But it's impacting everybody, and it's impacting everybody around the world. And then you have, like, if people know, like, there's a landfill up in New York and Buffalo area. Yeah, I can't think of the name of it right now. Anyhow, it was one of about 16. It was actually one of the smaller ones that was brought out. And the truth of the matter is a lot of those are nuclear waste dump sites, per se. And there's a lot of people in our area that are having, like, thyroid problems and those kind of things. And the increase of cancer is, like, I'm going to say, like, 15-fold. And these things aren't maybe. These things are going on around us. Some of the waste materials that they're trucking down the road, the containers are up to 300 degrees in temperature, even though the materials, like, maybe the size of a 5-gallon pail, and it's in a unit that's the size of a, let's say, like a Volkswagen. That size with all insulation with that little pail in the middle, and it's still 300 degrees on the outside surface. This stuff isn't, you know, to be messed with. I still think that they do have a solution of how they can neutralize it, to the fact that they've patented that nuclear drilling mechanism, and they wouldn't be using it if they couldn't neutralize the radioactivity. And again, as they tell different things that, for instance, they don't talk about UFOs, but there's a UFO patent, 6960975. It transverses time. They were talking about time, space, and energy back prior to the Civil War. There's lots of things that are going on that we are unaware of. And the electroplasma of just burning fuel, the free energies that we have, we don't need the utility companies. We don't need all these wires running around here. We could all have our 6-foot antenna and produce enough electricity in our own homes that's all we would need. We'd need no electric bill or heat bill. Those things would eliminate a lot of the pollution. It would eliminate the burden on us, and we could actually make our culture sing ahead, because we wouldn't have all these burdens pulling us backwards and holding us down and including us.
Well, we're going to stop you there, and we're going to talk a little bit more on that before I change topics, because you brought some good points up. We'll be back, 800-313-9443.
To find all your favorite books and videos, look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There's my music, Talk by Coldplay. And we're back up here on the second hour of the D.M. Burley Show with John Alastasis and myself. And we're finishing up a conversation in regards to why is it that we are in this quagmire of need to use dangerous energy sources. Now, folks, I don't know if you realize, and I'm going to bring this up to John. He's a farmer. I was told a number of years ago, and it's bothered me then, and I reported it and put it on the Internet, and people may have read it, and maybe they forgot about it. But, you know, those big silver trucks that you see out there in the street that carry gasoline and carry all kinds of material? A lot of those times, those trucks are used to carry some radioactive material as well. Now, how do they scrub those things down? Because those same trucks can be used for carrying milk. Now, the milk that you have in the stores could be in a situation of a containment that hasn't been completely scrubbed down. And how much can you scrub down? And how much is a trucker at risk for moving this type of material? How much is he at risk for having cancer, you know, lesions and various health concerns? You know, high levels of radiation eats away at your and erodes your immunity system. It can cause you, again, like John said, to have cancer. It can cause you to have health concerns such as thyroid disease, tuberculosis, but TB, and other horrible diseases, all relating from being involved with radiation on a continuous basis, even at a low level. Even when we go into hospitals and get these so-called x-rays, they say, oh, they're safe. You know, a long time ago, they were saying that you only should have a certain amount per year. Now they just give them out randomly, including the MRIs. They give it to you constantly. And that bombards your body again with levels of microwaves and situations of radiation. So you're coming out of one radioactive level to another one, and it's basically feeding on us and killing us as we speak. Now, if we are so concerned about our young people and children, how can you be concerned about them when you go to the local grocery store and the groceries that you buy in there, the milk products, might have radiation? Now, the woman that was in the movie that I saw over the weekend that was over there in Glen Ellen Library showed and depicted this woman that was in Japan. She was a farmer, and she was right downwind to this nuclear power plant. And she was picking and, planting rice paddies and tulips. And she, that was her living. That was her livelihood. That's what she had to live on there. Those people are very poor farmers. As are the farmers here. They're poor, too. Forced out of the industry by big corporations. Big corporations like Monsanto and various others dictating what they can and what they can't do, tied in a conflict with this government. Now, the woman that was depicted in this movie, she was very concerned because right now in Japan, they are now taking this stuff and splitting it off and making plutonium as a source in this one special plant where they're going to have all this levels of plutonium, and she's on the downwind of this stuff, even into the water and stream. Now, the fishermen down there, by the way, they were in the same situation of a quagmire because they were producing things like seaweed, which is a food source for them. And by the way, we take seaweed tablets that has a high level of iodine in it. And it helps you keep your metabolism working. Now, that stuff is going to be radiated. And then they were taking the squid out of the water, and the squid and the fish and everything is being affected because of all this radiation that's pouring in from all these different sources. Not even talking and counting on the situation that happened in both Gulf Wars, that all this radioactive material is surfacing twice, three, four times around this planet. Have you noticed how you've been feeling? Have you been sick recently? These are the things that are the things right before our eyes. We look at our young people and say, oh, my God, how come he has cancer? He's 7 years old. Why is it that she has problems with her vision? Why is his thyroid acting up? Why has he got asthma? What's wrong with the air and stuff? All of this stuff is interrelated from all of these different environments that are caused by radiation and the downing of all of the healthy things that we had, which was good farm material, good food, good sources for breathing our air, which is now contaminated because of the wealth. The people deciding that we don't count, and they don't know where they go. They're on this planet, too, but they evidently must have another spot they go to, or they're taking some type of pill, because I can't imagine what intelligent life form, and indeed, remember what I said, intelligent life form, would sit there and contaminate the same basis of planet they live on that they had to live and breathe in and eat from too. Now, the only reason they would do something like that is because they're not with us. They're somewhere else. We need to follow them and see where they go to get their food. We need to go follow them and see where they actually really live. Because it seems to me that if they knew and understood all these things, and these are corporate heads, by the way, people head of corporations and supposed to have the highest level of learning, they're not concerned about any of these matters. Why? John, you want to add here?
Well, you know, we're just in trouble, and we've got to take action for our actions. And if we just stand by and let everybody do what they want to do, and pollute everything. I mean, it's my God, you know, a baby has 287 toxins in its umbilical cord before it takes its first breath of air. A cigarette has 167 unknown toxins in it. Some are known, but anyhow, 167 additives are in a cigarette. Now, you know, cigarette smoking, the Aborigines smoked a cigarette, and they lived to be a ripe old age out on the desert. We don't have to die young. We have lots of things that are natural that are good, and we can't keep polluting ourselves. You know, it's just a matter of being good stewards of ourselves and taking care of ourselves and being responsible for ourselves. And it starts right from every day that you get up and start doing things. There's a responsibility. And, you know, we can look at the extremes. You got like, what is it, Sheryl Crow there is telling us that we're only supposed to use one piece of toilet paper. Well, I think if the truth be known on that, you could kind of consider her being part of the stinky finger concert system. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, there's a, where do you draw the line? But there's a practicality. There is, you know, don't eat too much. And, you know, and be courteous about yourself. And, I mean, if we get rid of the toxins, we wouldn't all be getting bloaty and our skin's being bad and we're trying to add makeup that's more toxic to us and all these kind of things that just keep adding. And go back to a simpler life a lot of times. Dan Carlson can raise enough food that's more nutritious so we can think better and do better. But it's like we have this satanic power of trying to destroy us, and we're doing it to ourselves in some ways. And, you know,
ourselves in all ways, because again, who's doing this? You know, it's like a ghost. Okay, a ghost can scare you and make you run over in the corner and make you run into something that's dangerous, and you know, it can go boo 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 and you run all over the place. But if you stop, the ghost can't touch you because it's not sour, it's not of this element. So the thing is, we have been running. It's kind of like cows and animals, you know, you get them herded up and you spook them and they run this way and that way trying to get away from whatever it is. It's concept of predator and prey, and these predators are basically taking over everything. And the bottom line, John, is this. You were talking about the, you know, situation of doing what you normally do to try to keep everything healthy in your environment. But see, you can do that, but if you don't take care of the bigger equation, which is these people that are dictating at a higher level the law that says it's okay to go and put this kind of stuff out there in the atmosphere, and it's okay to open up millions of these nuclear power plants and putting dangerous cancerous levels out there, or it's okay for them to come by with guns and outside of, you know, hidden vans with high-level frequency sounds to disrupt people. You know, again, who's paying for it? Your tax dollar. Look at this thing with gas. I talked about it all this week on my other broadcast, Truth Radio. Gas in Chicago went to almost $4 a gallon. $4 a gallon. No rhyme or reason, no explanation of why. $4 a gallon for unleaded gas. Now, I don't know how much money you guys make out there. I know that it seems to be very much of a low concern, because it seems like on the 15th, everybody should have stopped buying gas. Everybody on the 15th should have just stopped going out, going to work, and just said, forget it. Because, again, you have to pay out of your paycheck when you get paid the cost of that gas, which equate all the way to the almost half. It could be up like to 40-50% of what some people make a week. You're paying in gas prices to get to and from your job. I mean, to fill up a gas tank, like a conservative car, is close to $45-$50 now. Now, if you drive a lot back and forth to work, you add that up for a week. And then add in child care. Now, do you have any money coming in, or is this kind of like slave labor? You're slaving to pay for the huge salaries and chunks of checks that come out of Exxon, BP, Mobil, Oil, all these big gas companies. You're paying for it, and you don't say anything. This is a problem. Call me. I want to ask you why you do this. 800-313-3333.
800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
On Republic Radio Broadcasting Network, and I'm Deanne, and John Alastafis, my co-host, and we're talking about what is going on here. You know, why aren't we doing anything? Why is the public allowing all these nightmares that go on? We have a caller, and by the way, this next segment we're in right now is called The Fall of the U.S., similar to the fall of the Roman Empire. And we're looking at the fall of the U.S. right now. So, Cliff, are you here? Cliff from Colorado. Welcome to the Deanne Brulé Show.
Yeah, I'm here. I really like your show.
Well, thank you, Cliff. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've talked to you maybe once or twice before, and sorry to interrupt your roll. You were on a roll going into the break. I guess I got a couple things to say or some comments. Let me first go with, I guess, how I learned of what you were talking about with the poisons and the toxins that we're discovering. When I was a little kid, I wanted to know how the light switch worked. When you turn the light switch on, the light comes on. But I asked my mom, how does that work? And she said, well, you just flip it and it works. And I said, no, but how does it work? How does it work? How does it give me a schematic, you know? So now as an adult, when 9/11 happened, I said, this just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And I researched it, and I researched it since day one. And, of course, today, you know, most of us know that it didn't happen the way the government says it did. And so then I started researching further. And so then you get into vaccinations, the evils of vaccinations, and the chemicals they put on food and the biocrops and all that. And you come to a conclusion that the people that are doing these kind of things are sinister. They're evil. If you research it further, you get into the Illuminati, and you can go all down the line, da-da-da-da-da, and bore people pretty much, or be called conspiracy nuts or tinfoil hats, you know, wares or whatever. But the truth is, you know, I've read books where in the 19th century, the developers in America, they put lead pipes in the buildings, and they knew that lead water that would go down lead pipes would kill you. And they knew that, and I read that in a book called Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And they did that to kill people, and then just to hurt people, and to get them in the pharmaceutical companies and the pharmakia, just to get them entangled in these diseases and these dreadful problems.
It dumbs them down also, and that's exactly where they're headed, to control us.
Of course. And then you research it more. You find out the fluoride in the water, and you research the vaccinations, the mercury in the vaccinations. And then I was listening to RBN last night with Don and Ingrid, my friends, the dude, the Idaho Observer, and there was a chiropractor saying that Alzheimer's, with 100% all the Alzheimer's victims, they have aluminum in their brains, and
uh-huh.
So we can go back to he was suggesting that the pans in the 70s, late 60s, 70s, and 80s, that the pans that they used for cooking were aluminum, and it goes into your bloodstream and oxidizes and goes into your brain, and these things are not by accident. These things are not.
And it's the same thing with this lead thing. Now, I want to tell you something. It's a twist with lead. Now, for a long time, now, if you look at the demise of the Roman Empire, it was because they were using lead. There was a lot of lead being used in cooking utensils then. And people were coming down with all kinds of things, and they were dying from it. Now, today, we have the same issue. But the interesting thing is lead paint may be the thing that would be able to save us from these EMF waves that they have. If you have lead paint in your home, that blocks off the signal that they have from all these different sound waves they have. Now they're coming back and saying, oh, okay, well, we're not going to take lead out, you know, for the asbestos and lead program that they had going for a while. Now all of a sudden that's reversed. They're saying it's okay to have that stuff in your home.
Well, it's very interesting you said that, because I've heard the same thing. Remember the lead paint scare, you know, 10 years ago where they said babies will eat the lead chips? Babies don't eat paint chips. They just don't. But I have heard that the lead paint keeps those rays out there. So, you know, I have heard that before.
Yeah, and now they're talking about instead of you abating it, which they had for 10 years to go and bait it, and you could even sue in court and win with hands up. Now they took that whole segment out, and now they're saying right now that they, you know, the thing is when they flip these things, they're doing it because, again, they cannot annihilate a segment of the population. Because if you look at the beginning of the last millennium, the same thing occurred. They changed the cars around, they changed the currency, and then a whole bunch of people ended up dead from all types of weird things, weather, hurricanes, you know, whatever, everything you can imagine, earthquakes, all occurred at the turn of the century, a millennium ago. So now we're looking at the same thing now, and we don't understand that they have a sequence of things they do every millennium. Call, please, can you hold on for just a minute, Cliff?
Callers
800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. And by the way, folks, you want to reach me, it's 800-313-9443. Before I go back up again on the broadcast, I need your help and support here. I'm asking three levels of things from you, the listener. Number one, I started a brand new organization, and I need as many people sign on as possible. Now, the POWMIA organization is off and running. We're doing good. We need people there. But we also need people for this other organization, which is Scholars for Integrity and Justice. Scholars for Integrity and Justice. Put it in the Google. Put my name next to it, Deanne Burley. That'll pop up. I just did a brand new website. I have three members signed on current. I have talked to five other people, one a former attorney general, and two other attorneys, another wonderful person that was a part of the education structuring of our U.S. Education system that saw through this nightmare and quagmire what we see going on in schools. Scientists are signing on. So the membership is growing, and I need you to be a part of this. It's structured to have legal, science, education, housing, and the poor. It's structured for us. Now, the whole basis of this is it's giving us a number of people that have expertise in various areas. They're going to come back, and we're going to meet, and we're going to assign and work on a petition. We want a special prosecutor to investigate 9/11. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. 9/11 needs to be investigated. Oklahoma City needs to be investigated. All this corruption and stealing money needs to be corrected, and our laws on our books need to be represented by our lawmakers. It isn't a situation they can rewrap the law, rewrap the Constitution, change law as you go into the court system, coerce, do things illegally. Unless we stand up and do something, folks, we will be no more different than what happened in Nazi Germany during World War II, and the nightmare happened in Stalingrad during the Russian situation with the Czars, the situation in France. We won't be no different. We are being cattle-propped. We are being taught to do things that we know are not right. Our children, our next generation is being affected by this. So if we don't stand together and do the right thing, you know what? I don't want to be in that situation. So that's why I put this organization up. I got people signing up, and I want you. I need you to sign up. We're going to start monitoring the courts, watch what these people do, throw the stuff back onto the bloggers and internet sites that I have. I have video streaming and everything in regards to the illegal things going on in the court system. If you go in there, you'll see it. I have the Bush versus Gore issue on the site to explain the Constitution, explain why it was not legal in the first place for the Supreme Court to appoint the president. Until we understand these basic rights and freedom we have let go, I'm showing you the mechanism to straighten it out. So it takes you and I and everybody together, combined, to do something. If we don't do it, then what the outcome is our fault, not theirs. So we can't stand on the fact that we can grumble amongst ourselves. We need to move on this. So again, scholars for integrity and justice. It's what you need to put into Google with my name. I'll give you the site next week. I will have a site address there, but I have it up already and running and have people as members. I need also contributions and donations. Now, a lot of people say, oh, God, here we go again. Now, the thing is, folks, in order to do anything, you need a dollar or dime to do it. I've been pouring everything I can into this, and John has, and a few people out here in the Patriot Movement have been doing what they can. We need your support, because the bottom line is everything we're doing here is for all of us collectively. And the thing is, it's giving you a backup, because if you call me, what you have called me, I've got calls all the time from individuals that have been downplayed by the system, victims, to say the least. And I do act from where I am, with little or nothing. Because, again, I don't want to be in your shoes. I don't want that to happen to me. So I'd rather go and try to fight for your cause and get your cause straightened out, because if it's hit you, it's going to come for me next. So if you can, go into PayPal, put deanne.burley@gmail.com, and make some type of donation. I'm not asking for a lot. Some donation, because what happens is that's going to be used to create the environment for us to get something done, because I'm going to have protest marches and everything. I'm going to show you how to do this. This is old school. I'm showing you old school results of getting something done. So if I'm exuding these energies, you need to be exuding them too, because, again, your home might be gone next week. You might not have a situation where you're going to have your health of yourself and your children. And the situation with the nuclear power plants, everything is going to be addressed under the umbrella of this organization. So, again, I want your membership. I want your support. I want your dialogue, because this is proactive radio. This is not the radio that you listen to and you can't touch, and it's a warrior situation, because I answer all my calls. And I do email people back, and I do investigate. So call me at 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171 is my number. PayPal is deanne.burley@gmail.com. Make a small contribution if you can there. The other thing I need is you to call and ask me, Deanne, can I become a member? Because if you become a member, then we are strong in numbers. And that's the way we can fight this tyranny. Not one or two, all of us collectively. So I'm going back up to the broadcast. And, Cliff, are you there still?
I am.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow, my little rant. How powerful. I hate to interrupt again, or I had a few things to say, but to add on what you just said, do you remember about, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, the salespeople would call your house. What were they called again?
telemarketers.
Telemarketers. Remember when the telemarketers would call and just keep bugging people? And Washington got flooded with 85 million calls right before they were to go on holiday, and they couldn't go on holiday, and they passed that law that said you can't do that, and they made the list. 85 million people called Washington on a 1-800 line and demanded to stop these telemarketers for infringing on our rights. Can you imagine if we had 5 or 10 million people call Washington and said, we want a new 9/11 investigation, we want an investigation on vaccines and on fluoride in our water and how you're dumbing us down, and on the IRS and the DEA, the drug wars, and all these phony baloney operations that you do. Can you imagine if we just had 5 or 10 million calls?
Indeed. And imagine having them on a petition.
And that's
free. Every one of these sites that I have has a petition. If we have a million, I'm not even saying 10 million, that's 1 million. If we went in and gave that, you know how much strength and power that is? I mean, on a telemarketing call, basically you hang the phone up, okay? It is a nuisance. But
right.
85 million people contacted the White House about that, but they're not, 85 million people could not contact them about nuclear power plants, could not call them about 9/11, could not call them about Oklahoma City, could not get on the phone and call about all these atrocities going on with this gas. 85 million people called them about somebody calling on the phone. Now 85 people could raise up a telephone to call and ask why the gas prices are going $4 a gallon.
It's such a shame.
Why is that?
It's such a shame. It's such a shame. But I know the people that are listening will call and join your Scholars for Integrity and Justice. I will.
Would you be a member?
Of course.
Well, if you can just email me, and I'll add you on. We have Alfred Weber, who is with ISIS for a collaboration for outer space. He was on the panel in Asia, and he was a judge on there in regards to a tribunal against this White House for human rights crimes against the world. We have also Father Pat Brasco, and he's a part of this. And I talked to Charlotte Eisenby, and she told me she would gladly go on. She just wants to look at the site. But the bottom line on there, I have video. I've been working diligently on this. I don't have other crews of people putting these sites together. It's me, myself, and I. Because the thing is, the reason I'm putting this together, because I'm trying to show everybody the evidence is there. There's no more investigation. There's nothing else to ask. There's enough evidence to open up a whole investigation on 9/11. There's enough information there that somebody should have gone in and investigated Oklahoma City. There's enough information right now in regards to Jesse Trudeau's case against the issue that happened to his brother, the murder of his brother down in the jail in Utah. There's enough evidence supporting this. If it wasn't, why did they gag everything up? So there's evidence. confidence there. It isn't a situation of people saying, oh, well, I need more paper. The paper and evidence is clear. The thing that's a problem is the fact that the folks we have in the judicial system and the people in the Justice Department are not doing their job. So in this group that I'm forming, this is what this is about, Cliff. We are going to impeach people that are sitting in these offices. We're going to get rid of them if they are not doing their job. This is all it's about. If we start cleaning house, then effectively we'll have a judicial and a legal system back in status. Now, one of the issues that I brought up on the site, again, I brought up clear information that people can't say back, and oh, no, you have to show me proof of this, you know. Well, the thing is, the Constitution says in its acts exactly how a president is appointed, by electoral votes. It does not say Supreme Court. It does not say dude daddy down the street has the right to say, okay, this guy's going to be president. Voting. But then on the top of this site they have, there's a whole law that was written by the Supreme Court in ruling in the favor of George Bush being president. Now, you read the two. The Constitution is at the bottom and the appointment of the president. Now, the Constitution is what the Supreme Court is supposed to protect. Now, if they're not protecting it and they're doing something different, who's at fault? Who's allowing it? We are. So now we need to look at what's going on, and we need to start doing things effectively to change. Because right now, today, I don't know if you know how many people are going through foreclosures. The rates are huge. You have the situation with the power plants. You have the situation with the Iraqi war where some reason or somehow nobody can figure out exactly how to get the troops back home. Now, to me, it's not a difficult thing. One lawmaker, one person in Congress or Senate can write a bill and bring it introduced to the Congress and Senate, bring the troops back home. You don't have to write anything complicated. The troops need to come home. Okay, period. Doesn't need to be a question or resolve, because one thing, we're not at war with Iraq. There's no reason for us to be in Iraq, because the thing that we did, we opposed the government, we got rid of the president, we set them up where they were able to do democracy, allegedly, place a new president. So therefore, our duty is served. So these men should be back. So why is it a complicated task for them to write that up? I mean, it's simplistic. If you ask a six-year-old in a grade school and ask him this question, he would come up with the same thing.
Well, you're exactly right. Could I answer a couple questions you had real quick?
Sure.
You asked, what are these elite people doing? And Prince Charles' child, he's, I think, in the Royal Air Force now. I can't remember his name, but he owns an organic farming company. And same with the Rothschilds. Some of them have branched off to do organic farming. So they do protect their own. They have organic farms. So we all need to support organic farms and buy the good fruit and good vegetables. Another thing, as far as poison goes, the biggest poison I can think of is the television. I stopped watching television 5-6 years ago. I thought it would ruin me. I thought I couldn't do it, but I did, and it freed my brain. I think I think everyone should turn their TV off and go to the internet, and you'll learn so much more. And they are trying to control the internet and stop the internet like China does, and even our army does in the Middle East. They stop information to our troops. Thirdly, you asked, what can we do? What's going on? What can we do? For those that don't have money, we can join your site for sure. But here's some ideas, and I'll be really quick because I don't want to take too much more of your time. But in every community, pretty much, there's a grassroots community television. You can go down there and request to put your DVDs on and your information on. If they refuse, you can ask for their rules and regulations concerning that. Those are public airways, and you can push the issue if you need to get your DVDs on and your information out. You can go to local libraries, have 9/11 meetings. Me and my friends have been doing this for 4 years now.
I applaud you.
9/11.
I applaud you.
Just 9/11 movies. You can't charge for anything. You can't sell anything, and that's fine. You just give out the information, just like you're doing, Deanne. You're giving your time, and you're fighting the good fight. And a lot of us don't have money. I don't have a lot of money, but I give out DVDs, I spread the word, I give out, do petitions, I give my time. Everyone can check out your local libraries, and you can say, can I reserve a Saturday? Can I do this? If they say no, we're not political, you say, well, you push the issue, you challenge the issue. That's how it gets done.
That's what I ran into in DuPage County at the library in Downers Grove. They were saying that we only have meetings for knitting club. But the thing is that, are we going to talk knitting? Are we going to talk about what it is that's going on? The library is for the public.
That's right.
For them to they have a law in the library that there's a freedom of reading whatever you want. So they're quenching your freedom to talk.
We do it in our library.
We'll be right back. We'll be at break, and we'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I love this song, too. It reminds me of the movie Godzilla. I was looking at that not too long ago. They kind of like got rid of that movie, because if you look at it, it shows New York, and it kind of has some of the scenes that kind of happened during the World Trade Center going down. Let's kind of check that film out. Pretty deep. There were certain scenes in Godzilla that happened during the time of 9/11, especially on the news out here. They showed even Godzilla going through the Golden Gate Bridge on the news out here in Illinois during the time they were talking about terrorism. It's kind of a weird doma, but, you know, check that out. But anyway, I got two callers here. I got Cliff in Colorado, and I got John. Just hang on a second, John, because, you know, I want to talk to you both, but I only have a few minutes before break, and I got John Anastas as my co-host here. But before we go up to the third hour, I wanted to say to you these things. For one, we need to listen to our hearts and our minds here. We know that there's a huge nightmare going on, and it's getting worse as we every day we wake up. It's getting worse here. We don't know what is going to go on, and we're accepting people handling things that seem not to have the ability to handle them. Now, I have this organization, which is Scholars for Integrity and Justice. It's a very important component of my other organization, which is the POWMIA March that's coming up on September 21st and 22nd in Chicago. Both of those things, if we work both of them, we will have a major win. As Cliff was saying, 850 million people called up. I said they didn't want nobody calling them on their phone. Telemarketers, they had to stop.
85 million.
85 million. I'm sorry, yeah. 85 million was the number. But the thing is that we have not had 85 million talk about any of these things. We talked and grumbled about 9/11. There has 85 million people got together and said, "Hey, investigate or else." As 85 million people said, "Okay." Listen, I'm signing this petition. When this gas price goes up anymore, I want you out of office, period. 85 million people. I mean, think of that number. But you can go and complain about somebody calling. And by the way, the only telemarketers that really affected was folks in the mortgage industry. There's certain card watch people that could call anyway that were never affected by the telemarketing law. Only telemarketers that were... dealing with mortgages. Those are the ones that were told, no way. People that were calling up from these other companies, they weren't stopped. They're not in a part of this no-call scenario. But 85 million of you came together. So why is it that 85 million of you can't sign up to these organizations? 85 million, and then they're backed by media. This is media over on this end. So now your complaint is covered on the air, and then what I'm doing is I'm pointing out to the other media and saying, okay, I got it over here. You guys need to report this because, you know what, we got a million. We got 10 million. We got 85 million people that are very concerned and upset. Why aren't you reporting it on the mainstream? So if we do this, collectively, we have strength in numbers, and we can win. We'll be right back after this break. There's a third hour of the Deanne Burley Show live on RBN when we continue. 800-313-943. I want to hear from you.
With recent